not up to me to decide how fate is going to play its hand. So when you start to think you can play with fate, then the frustration begins, and then like all that dumb shit that goes along with it, like the stress with it and the sleepless nights and the anxiety or whatever you want to fucking call it, all that shit occurs, and then it's like you make no progress because you're so stuck. I keep an open mind as much as I can so I can learn something from most things that I do. So from that, I learned that being vulnerable wasn't horrible. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it often. But if I have to, I'm open. It's not as uncomfortable as I thought. So that was more of a test to me. So like the 6.5 hours of thinking about this and running these conversations through my head and every possible scenario of how would go and how I had worked. It seemed to have worked momentarily. It's not a permanent fix, but it's a start. And there's going to be many bumps in the road. But as long as you're aware there's going to be bumps in the road, there's no reason to get mad or shame. Just just try to figure out, is it something that's repairable? And if it's not, how is it best to make them both realize it without crushing them? See, they've done this though. They've done it, but like it's almost been like 2 years. It's been a while. It'll be like this summer for 2 years. So it's like there's history. There's actually something there. But it's when you spend too much time together, you run out of things to talk about. You run out of things that are interesting, and you just nitpick and fight because there's nothing else there. You have to have friends, you have to have the time away. You have to be able to, like, every person has different sides. Every person has different things about them that they need to express. That's why they have friends, groups of friends. If you just spend your time with one person, like, when people tell me, like, when I hear, like, those things, like, oh, we know everything about each other, I don't want to know everything about my partner. I like that mystery. My name. I'm mistaken. I'm gonna look it up. What's my name? I gotta remember what my name is. But this explains. I don't give a shit. As I said, these windows are open. There's a lot of room. I forget what I don't look up my name often. I like the way it sounds. No, my name means something. Okay, so my name, Darnell. The name Darnell was originally an Anglo-Saxon name that was given to a grove of Darnell, a plant believed to induce intoxication. But that's not what my name is. Like, that's the funny thing. Urban Dictionary. You know what the Darnell means? Darnell is an amazing guy. He's special, different. More than often, everyone likes him, enjoys his company. His taste in music, thoughts, and views on life are perfect. He's deep, first glance, he's just a really cute guy that's tall and amazing. I'm not tall. What the fuck are you talking about? It's what it says. It's all lies. It's not what my name is. Ready? This is actually what my name is. Sorry. I was just talking about it. So it's kind of absolutely stupid. Please load. No, that's not it. Okay, my name is Hebrew for one. It's a Hebrew name. When I was a boy, male, baby name and origin is American. Well, Hebrew is a mixture of American, Australian, British, Chinese, Danish, English, and French. That's what Hebrew actually is all made up of. It's all those different languages. So that makes Hebrew. When I was gender, boy or male, has meaning of a hidden spot from the hidden place secret. So my name means to leave that a mystery. Hence why I respond the way I do. I question things the way I do. Why I will like yell at someone and then just walk away. It is that lore, that mystery. Who is that person? Very few people see that person. Because I'm hidden. That's why home is where I'm always at. That's my sanctuary. That's my hidden place from the world. Unless I'm outside. But in my house, you're not going to see me if I don't want to come up. But I go by my name very much. I love it. I have a Hebrew name. It's crazy. So all these people saying I'm black. And I'm Hebrew, bitch. You think about it, it's where I originate from. I'm the shit. Don't hate, appreciate. How can you cut me? I'm Jesus. You're Zebra. I walk on frozen water. It's a miracle. <To pod. laughs> Oh, man. It's like 8 months. That was like 32. That was my mom died. When you hit 40, it's actually when you're actually like beginning to fully mature. But no, it's scientifically proven. Like a male doesn't actually like fully mature until it's like. That's why, like, when people can't get, like, we didn't do shit his whole life, and then suddenly you got rich as fuck. Yeah, everything. Men might take longer time, but when it clicks, it's over. And the sad thing is, like, my shit's been clicking. I'm just afraid to see how well it clicks. That shit can get stupid. Man. I'm gonna have to be like, I'm taking a break. This is too much. I'm just gonna go sip on my fire for the next 6 months. Talk to anyone because this is too much. Well, think about anybody that gets jacked or big, right? Will Smith. He was over 40. they got big as fuck. But you can get big though. It's easier to get jacked when you were 40 than it was when you were 20. Will Smith gained mad stupid weight, muscle mass. Jamie Foxx from Mike Tyson, he's like 50. Just got jacked. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna start working out like now. So by the time I hit it, I'm already in my. It's about to get stupid. That's physically impossible to do. Wow, he's just, what, old man? So you grow extra arms? No, I'm saying he was just bouncing between them.
Yes.
I'm about to say, dude, did you see Matt the Man recently? Yo. You remember math, right? Nah, bro, you don't, because he's almost like 50, 49 or some shit, right? He ain't tiny, how's that? Like, he's always had, like, six or six. That's it. He wasn't huge. I mean, he was like always like skinnyish. It's just like every time you just look at him. Like, Method Man got jacked. But, and so did Redman. Fuck. It only takes me like 4 months to get big, so. Try. Why you gotta go there? Say it so he's a family. It's just a family. It's not a tribe. Family. It's not. I'm not like, oh, welcome me to tribe. No, when I think tribe, I'm thinking like 28, 30. That's a tribe. They got teepees and shit. They live it out back. But they ain't got no tents. They sleep on the ground and dog poop. Oh, it's real. No. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. So whoever's listening to this, 40, guess what? It's 40. No. But 40? It's 40. When I say 40, I don't like say 30. So 40 is 40. No, 40 is 40. So when you're 40, you look like you're 40. No, because there's no rough draft of like, this is what you look like when you're 40. So you can keep on arguing with me, but you're not going to win. So it's okay. We can keep on doing this. This happens all the time. So you always lose, but we keep on doing it. I love it. Going on for like 2 years now. So anyway. It's not like, hey, when you're born, here's a handbook, and every year, this is what you're going to look like. No, no one knows how anyone's going to age. So 40's 40, 48's 48. 48's not 38. 38's 38. That's why it's 38. For a whole 365 days, and then you're 39. For 365 more days, and then you're 40. For the same amount of days, it keeps on happening year after year until you die. And then you just don't age anymore because you're dead. So 90 is 90, not 80. It's not like, hey, I'm 100, you're going to die. No, I'm only 90. I got 10 more years. No, you don't. You're dead.
basic, simple logic. Not rocket science.
Logic. Logic.
Hey, so anyone that's listening, as I said, apparently 40 is the new 12. No, it's 40. No, that's why it's like, oh my God, happy 40th birthday. Not happy, hey, whatever you want to be today. No, because on my birth certificate, it says like December 31st, 1981. It doesn't say December 31st, whenever you want. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. No, it doesn't say that. No, it's, I look at yours. Just because yours says 1902. Don't be mad at me. 1,000?
Okay, so 902 to 2002
is 100, right?
Okay, hold on. So you'd be 119 years old because it's 2020. Not 4,000.
Your birth certificate from 1902.
Okay.
You're a slave in 1902. That's why, no, that's what it was. No, you're not. You're not. You're a slave of the computer and emails. I just did. No, not, it's called facts.
You get to go to Cyprus, right?
Where, from your house? You motherfucker, will you tell me you're going to a site visit? No, you said this week. This week I got sideways all week. I can't podcast till the weekend. That's what you told me initially. Motherfucker, you're home.
No, that was
a recent conversation. Dumb shit. I would wind up, we never did it during the day. So why would you tell me that? Do you think I forgot? I'm pretty sure we actually were talking on the phone. Yeah, it wasn't Texas.
You did say, see, you just admitted it. That was a great, like, but you did.
No, we just talked the other day about the podcasting. And then and that's when you told me you had a site visit this week. But when you tell me site visit, that means you're not, no, that's, because you told me, when you tell me site visit, that means you're going to the thing to look at it. Not sitting at your house doing Zoom. You didn't say it was virtual. You said site visit. You didn't say virtual site visit. You said site visit. Yeah, you fucked up. You were wrong. Diarrhea of my penis.
You didn't. I'm just being very tactical for that reason. I'm admitting. I 100% admit it's just a little ridiculous.
No, in most people's. And that's just being petty. It's okay, I'm alright with it. I'm not complaining.
Let me be fucking petty. Don't try to take it away from me.
How are you going to take it away from me? Like, how did you just do that? That's the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. Like, someone just took my pants.
I'm not here.
Or if I'm here, I'm just like laying around in my bed. I'm doing shit. So I do so much for my work. I just volunteer to do shit. Like, I mulched the golf course because I was bored. Like, I had everything going in the kitchen. So I, my buddy actually was the runs the maintenance. So he didn't recognize. So I was like, well, it's good to see you again, Mr. Holy shit. Mm. Yeah. Need some help. It's like, you realize I'm They put the tent up. It's a big ass tent, 5 sections. We threw that together. Had the hitches cleaned. I mean, fryers cleaned. Everything was done. So, yeah. He's like, well, can we fill the back of this truck up, or can you go around the golf course and mulch? Okay. This mulch for 3 hours. It was fun. And then I woke up the next day.
Dude, he's a fatty.
I said I didn't want it. You always leave one. No, have more. Make you feel like a dick. Not dead, so I'm good. I wasn't worried about it. I never talked about it. So the greatest thing, that first conversation, I'm not posting it yet.
Yeah.
I might just keep that one. I think that, I'll throw this one. So what the fuck are they talking about? Yeah. And like, out of nowhere, I'm just gonna drop my, yeah, this is real. Like, this real talk. And the people will be like, oh, see that. No, no, I was used to earlier, Mutombo. No, just the
that's where it's gonna go. It's gonna be like out of left field, like, yeah, this negative.
These niggas just went, where? We didn't, well, these aren't the same two people. It's the same two people, yet again, on two different podcasts, which you have to listen to. Two most interesting men that no one knows, which is this one. And Breakfast Can Wait, which is this channel. Because right now, to be honest, I'm just using both of them to try to get an audience to listen to. What I'm trying to do is get the audience from Breakfast Can Wait to shift to this one that is far better. Which, for future reference, coming up, I only worked on 5. Well, yeah. 9 to 5. Open to close.
Like 40 hours.
Still mix. So yeah, I'm done. Somewhere. Are you under deep shit? What is this? A vampire. Won't get out until the sun goes down. Like, oh my god, this is what I'm used to. What's that? No, every morning the sun's up. I wake up before the sun comes up. I wake up at 6:30. The sun's still down. Yeah. You're like, you just put it. Yeah, I gotta go. No, I gotta get to this other place. No, I was working 2 full. 16 hours a day. All I did was sleep for like 5 hours. I couldn't tell you what I was doing at any place. I was helping someone sleep. I was doing the camera. No, I left the one and then I went to that one. Right.
but I left one and it still kept me.
I blow air into it and I see what the saran wrap, and that's how I found it.
Dude, I think I was like averaging like 1,000 miles. I was just driving. You want to grow
pants? Hey, what's up, guys? I'm here. How you doing,
bud? The thing about it was, like, the crazy part about it was, like, I could not tell you. I mean, we podcasted while I was at Allenview. That's all I remember. I don't remember anything else about living at all. Like, I was a blur. I slept on a sofa, and barely got any sleep, and I just worked. In the dark. In the dark. Like, pitch black. Sometimes snowing and raining. It doesn't matter. I don't even know. It's fine. We gotta get this. We got 30 minutes here. No, we were doing it on the phone. We had an hour. We could just go on. We had to use the computer as music, and the phone is. Now we got. Always. I don't know how someone didn't figure out what that was.
Oh no! It was sealed. Completely sealed.
That amount of it's easier to keep snow off. Like, leaks snow.
Dude, wasn't I averaging like, I think like the least I worked was like 115 hours in 2 weeks. And that was like the low. I think that like the most I did was like 138. Oh, that's when I was opening it. Oh no, that's after it was. What was I doing? Oh yeah. Oh no. But the greatest thing was like how that went down was great because like I was working and like they pulled me aside. They said, like the thing was like they knew something was off because I'm dressed in white pants, white and black patent leather shoes, and a Burberry button down. Shirt with two diamond chains, a diamond pinky ring, a diamond bracelet, diamond earrings, and a white Citizen Echo watch, Echo Drive watch. And they sat down like, so what's up? I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not feeling this. I'm like, what's that mean? I was like, since it was like 2 weeks, I was like, I'm resigning.
That's when I broke the hand. Hold on. You guys have a great night. Thanks.